item 243.
Accept report on new Portland fire and rescue duty uniforms.
Okay, come on up, Chief.
Send Liam in with the draft.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us this morning. Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. For the record, Aaron Jansen's Fire Chief for Portland Fire and Rescue, and I have with me Lisa Williamson. Lisa is our clothing officer who works out of our logistics section. So, like most sworn professions, Portland Fire and Rescue has a longstanding tradition that represents our identity, of wearing uniforms that represent our identity, profession, and esprit de corps. We've currently been wearing our Ben Davis-style jeans for over 30 years, and our current duty shirts that are the medium blue shirts for 20 years. Unfortunately, our current duty uniforms do not meet NFPA 1975 standards, and we've also had significant quality control issues with those also. So in order to both meet NFPA safety standards and reduce uniform replacement costs, the logistics section, in conjunction with the uniforms committee, recommended a duty uniform change to a NFPA-compliant Nomex uniform, which has been recommended by both OSHA and NFPA. So thanks to the conscientious efforts of Lisa Williamson, Portland Fire and Rescue conducted numerous wear tests with various groups of firefighters. She received overwhelming support for the new uniform and convinced us to pursue the change. And she did this in three ways. The new uniforms meet current OSHA and NFPA recommendations, as I stated earlier.
What's NFPA?
National Fire Protection Association. She calculated that the longer wearing uniforms will save money in the long run and did the complete change of our duty uniform over two fiscal years, so therefore not requiring any additional funding to do a uniform change, which is unusual. And with wear tests with our firefighters love the new uniform. So she also coordinates with transition projects and others to donate any used clothing items that no longer meet professional standards yet continue to have some useful life. So any kind of used items that we'll be turning in will be put to good use there. So beginning Monday, March 21st, Portland Fire and Rescue is going to look a little different. So all of our sworn firefighters who work on the line will be wearing a new black Nomex uniform, as Lisa is wearing today. Our 40-hour chief officers will continue to wear the white uniform shirts, as I'm wearing. And our staff officers will have the option to wear either the black uniform or the white, but the medium blue will no longer be in existence. And our dress uniform and turnout uniforms will obviously remain the same. So with that, I just wanted to introduce that to council and to all Portlanders that beginning Monday we're going to look a little different. And I'd like to thank all the people who worked to make this much-needed change happen and congratulate and thank Lisa for, in addition to her regular job duties, managing the complete sizing and replacement of uniforms for over 600 members, as you might imagine, was a little bit of a task. And she did great.
Thank you. Looks sharp.
Chief, are you gonna hold it up so we can see it?
This is the old one.
Lisa's wearing the new one.
That's the old one.
Stand up. So the new one is, and it's Nomex, just like our, it's a lighter weight of Nomex, which is used for firefighter turnout clothing, so it's fire resistant versus all the polyester that's involved in our old uniform, which was very dangerous. So this is a great step in improving firefighters. That's right.
Yeah. And what's and the choice of color, is there a safety standard there too?
That was what all the firefighters wanted because they believed it will stay cleaner longer.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
No sense to have the pale blue.
You do get,
this goes to the cleaners often.
You are around.
Yeah.
Seems like soot is kind of in that color range. So in this case, black is the new black.
Black is the new black.
Last time I was at your warehouse, there was quite a stock of old uniforms. Are those all going to transition projects?
They're staged. They can only take so many at a time, and so Lisa works with them to stage and move things through.
Any other community organizations that can use those? Or you've probably already researched that. I mean, TPI is great, but I just wanted to make sure that they're going to a good use.
We're
going
to try to provide it for a transitions project, and they said they can accept it as long as we can stage it. because of their the numbers that they have working there.
So there's really no wastage involved here? I mean, in
correct.
Terms of the,
you know,
we're not sending anything to landfill.
We believe that it's going to save money ultimately. We were having enormous quality control issues with the new with our old uniforms, even just ordering them in, and inconsistent sizing, poor quality, poor stitching, buttons, zippers, all of those things were
fading.
Presumably, you take the VIN
yes.
signature off before you pass them
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And we reuse those.
It'd be fun to put some on eBay and see if you could raise some money for the Bureau. I bet some people might kind of like to have an ex-firefighter,
yeah.
you know, a game-worn uniform.
You know, Chief, when Bud Clark was moved a couple years ago, he had a house sale, and he sold the raincoat that he used that he exposed himself to art.
A lot of money, huh?
So I think when someone finds...
Are you serious?
When someone finds your... your uniform, that could also maybe be a big ticket item.
You never know.
Great. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments for Chief?
Thank you for the work you put into this. And it does, yes, I'm pleased that we're going to be saving money on cleaning uniforms. But I'm disturbed by what Commissioner Fish just said, I have to say, because I would have hoped that that raincoat would be in the Oregon Historical Society. So I need to tell Terry Chimchuck to track it down.
Well, it's in the equivalent. It's in the collection of one Thomas Lauderdale.
Ah, okay. That might be even better. All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this report? Then a motion, please, to accept the report.
Second.
Roll call.
Well, I'm sorry that Commissioner Saltzman's not here because this clearly is both an efficiency and a safety issue, and that's dear to both of his. Both of those are dear to his heart. And thank you to Chief Jansons and Lisa and others for all of your good work. It's very impressive, and I'm sure that we'll get lots of good press coverage for how efficiently and cost-effectively this has been done. Thank you. Aye.
Yes, thank you for the presentation. Chief Jansons recently announced that she would be retiring in due course, and I look forward to the public celebration of her service to our city. I had the honor of being on a panel that actually initially reviewed her application to become a chief, and it's been an honor to work with her. And thank you for an outstanding presentation today. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you for the presentation. I, too, am looking forward to a raucous celebration of Chief Jansen's career. And I would not take Commissioner Fritz's suggestion about auctioning off game-used uniforms lightly. I bet you could raise some money off that. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's move.